So of course it got to a breaking point, and we had a meeting, and then we decided it was no go, and we came out on strike. The motorman and the conductors was watching what happened with us, because they said if he could do it in a factory with us, then it would go across the board with everybody, you see. Going back to these collecting boxes, we used to stand, and especially the day that the tramway men was paid, and they gave us very generously, I mean, you know, 10 bob in those days was a hell of a lot of money, but you would get that because they thought that we were doing something which might be for them eventually, if you know what I mean. We used to go and pick it. There was some girls went in to work, but they went in by a coach, and we used to shout at them, but that was all there was. I had to pack it up and go home because I was in digs, and I mean, I did all sorts of things. I scrubbed down my landlady's kitchen and, you know, all sorts of things to help out. Because then she would take something off my board, you see. I was paying 18 bob a week then, the board, and it was a lot of money. I went home, and I think I was at home about 3 weeks, something like that. And then I had a telegram to say, starting work on Monday, you see. So I came back, and the Wolsey lent us £1 to start us up. After the trauma of the 7 week strike, it was agreed that we was retimed, and this is what it was, retiming of the job. Then there was more moderate. They reasoned things out more. From that day on, I never looked back.